Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Live with Baldy Pal. Got my co-hosts Rachel and Joey Bada Bing sitting in with us tonight. How are you guys doing? Excellent, excellent. Both of you at once. And Scott the Cha-Ching King. What's up, special guest? How are you, buddy?
Any better, I'd have to be twins.
Everybody show off your merch. Everybody's got the cha-ching on. Woo-woo! Maybe we'll hear a couple of cha-chings tonight as we got the show going on.
I just saw something.
Did you really? Like during the intro you did?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
She hit the like. Listen, she hit the like button.
There you go.
It just happened. You see?
It just happened. So you got to hit that like button, everybody. And as Rachel says, she'll give you your money back for the ticket if you don't get the cha-ching during the show.
Don't forget the guarantee.
Guarantee. Well, it's Rachel's guarantee. I'm not paying you back.
Rachel, I'll pay everybody back. That's top money.
How you been, Joey? How you been, Joey? It's been a while.
I'm doing good. I just got back from Halloween Horror Nights with Destiny, and we went to Animal Kingdom, and then we got like a little cold. But I'm not like sick. Like my body feels good. Like I could run marathons right now.
Right.
But like I'm just a little stuffy. That's all.
It's a change of weather. It gets me too, my friend. Every time. How about you, Scott? Where are you coming in from?
Central Texas. And
Central Texas.
Central
Is it still
Texas.
Hot there?
Yes.
It's always hot in Texas.
It's always
isn't
hot.
It?
It's like it's just miserable. Wait, it hasn't. It's rained once since April.
Since like, April.
Yeah.
Well, you were at FlipCon, man, and we got to chit chat for a little while about different stuff: YouTube, thrifting, picking, your auction—not your auctions, your storage.
Yeah.
Pickups, and I was just intrigued by that side of the world, getting to learn and see how you do your reselling business. And so I wanted you to come on the show so I can learn from you. And honestly, I want to start out by asking you what's kind of your niche from the storage perspective. Do you do mostly storage auctions and purchasing the storage units?
No, I used to do a ton of storage lockers, mm-hmm. and then when like all the storage wars came out, everybody thinks they're full of guns and gold, and
well, aren't they?
No, they're full of labor. So, you know, you get better at buying them, and so we buy a few. But no, that is not what I always do. This last one, it probably has a couple of years worth of inventory.
Yeah,
but it's not. I do a lot. I do everything. I'm opportunistic. So,
and you're talking about the one you found on that vintage Nuwa Tags clothing in, right?
Yes. Yeah. It has, I'm conservatively maybe 4,000 pairs of sweats, like sweatshirts, hoodies, pants.
Do you mind telling us some numbers, like how much you pay for it or how much you think the whole thing may be worth?
Oh yeah. No. I paid $821 for the locker mm-hmm. and it's $300 a month to rent it. Cause I knew it's 10 by 30. So I knew it was going to be more than I could empty out in like a weekend or something. And so I will probably rent it for 4 months because it's Texas. I'm just waiting for it to not be 100 degrees outside.
Right.
Conservatively, it should make 50,000, 60,000.
Wow. Oh, my God.
That is an awesome thing.
You could buy a house, man.
Well, we won't get all the profit. What I'll do is I'll cherry pick it, and then we'll give away probably half of everything that's in it to other people, let them sell it, let them make some money.
I'll bring a trailer.
Come on.
Wholesale lots or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, that reminds me, Haulsale is a website that I've heard of recently. Have anybody on here ever tried that before?
Yeah, there's this blonde girl that's got a video out about it. She's got
really?
An affiliate link and everything. You should check it out.
Oh, yeah. I probably haven't heard of her.
Is it you?
I was pretty sure it wasn't Joey.
Well, tell us about that experience, Rachel.
I don't think I have blonde hair.
Haulsale's great. It's women owned and women founded, women ran, like, so you know they get my vote. But it's a place for resellers to go sell their inventory in bulk to other resellers. Mm-hmm. So Haulsale takes like 10%, and then there's a 10% buyer's premium. So they're kind of like Hybid where there's a buyer's premium.
Right.
And they had come off, I think originally they were doing like 15 and 15 or something. So they've reduced those fees. And, you know, it's one shipping price for, you know, I have like a bulk of 20 some odd hats on there for so many dollars a piece. So you buy all of the hats in one lot and pay shipping plus the buyer's premium. So, I mean, you really got to discount your lots to make it appealing to other resellers, but there's some good stuff on there. I mean, like I say, I've got an affiliate link on my video about it, and the video is all the great information Kat, one of the founders, gave me about it. So
that's cool.
Check did you it meet out. Her at FlipCon?
I met her before that, actually. Oh, I did the video about Haul Sale. Well, I met her in person at FlipCon, but yeah. They're great. And they are US based now. And I think they're moving down to your neck of the woods, Scott. I think they're going to be moving to Texas soon.
I met them at FlipCon. And you know, we had talked about that with the locker, but for me, you know, and I know some of you know me better than others, is that, we have built our business around being able to give away a lot. And so it's not that I couldn't sell the excess inventory. It's that I'm in a position where I can help people that are new to reselling with free inventory. And, you know, the mystery boxes I do are free because if I'm insane, they still got a free box. There's nothing that, you know, they can't leave me a bad review on Yelp or something. So
you can get on Whatnot with that stuff too, Scott.
Yeah, I got approved for Whatnot and all, but I don't want to do it. I will continue to give this stuff away. I mean, that's the plan. Nice. I mean, what's the worst thing that's going to happen?
That is really cool. Help out. I don't know that. I mean, you probably are. I don't know. Is your plan to give it to anybody who asks for it and needs it, or are you specifically trying to help new resellers? You know, kick off their opportunity.
That's actually a great question. There are a few local people that I have taught how to do eBay. Mm-hmm. And so like one of them, I've given her probably half of everything she sold for the last 3 years.
Okay.
And, you know, cause one of the hardest things to do is just getting started. And
yeah,
where we live, it could be hard to get inventory because, you know, we're rural. and
rural,
so
rural squirrel. Joey's making fun of me earlier. I say rural.
I say
some other southern twang words too. We'll just leave those out of here.
The population in Penelope is 181. But I have pretty good connections and I get inventory other people can't get.
I think I have more than that in my graduating class.
All right, the graduating class is at Penelope Ran 15.
Wow. Maybe. Okay.
So, but so we give it away and it's never hurt us. It's never. You know, it allows me to buy in bulk, which allows me to cherry pick. I've got my average sale price last year was over $70. So I get to cherry pick. I get to help other people. And I don't know. It's so far it's been win-win.
Well, that's good.
It's working for you.
It really is. So when you're giving these away or this lady in particular, and you're giving these away, I'm wondering like that you said it before. It's the hardest thing to get started, right? Is what to sell. It's upping your inventory, right? So if you weren't giving it away, what advice do you have for new resellers to get started with their inventory? Just something simple.
Well, I say the same thing everybody says. You start with the stuff you have at home and, you know, you start with garage sales and the bins and places where you can buy inventory super cheap. And the reason for that is, I don't know how many people in the chat, I spent like my whole adult life in college and that cost a fortune. Like it cost a ton of money. Whereas buying something and finding out it wasn't valuable, that's a cheap education. And this education is no less valuable than a doctorate at A&M. It's a matter of you go out and you keep learning. The people that don't do well are the ones that don't want to put in the work or they get stuck and they're not learning. And they become myopic where they're only interested in learning this much and then they want to quit. So
that's a good example. I've done that in the past at yard sales. When I see something intriguing and they're not asking a whole lot for it, I'll just pick it up if it's like less than $5, $10 just to learn more. I know that, what are they called? Those glass things you use on power lines. What are those? What's that word again?
And telegraph insulator.
Insulators. So I've heard that those can be really expensive, and I've heard that some are just not. But for $2, $3, $4, I picked up like 5 at a yard sale to learn about them. And one, the most expensive one I got was $20, but still, I learned a lot. Color means everything in those things.
Right.
So and the number.
Yeah, so it's a cheap lesson to learn, and I'm not out a whole lot of money. I heard
Scott say was that I'm basically a doctor.
Yeah, no, going to school forever. It's entire adult life.
I was in the doctorate program at A&M, and I have a 4.0, but I did not finish the dissertation. So I do not have a doctorate. And I see people, they'll write like ABD after their name, which means all but dissertation. But I would just as soon put quitter. I'm not going to put ABD on there. So what happened is once I got to Penelope, and it was such a small district, mm-hmm. that the way you finish your doctorate is you close the door for a few months and you write your paper. And but, you know, you're the highest paid employee in the district. And I wasn't good at telling other people to leave me alone. And once I got here, I was more of a superintendent than I was a student.
Okay. So I didn't even pick up that you were going for your doctors. I just thought you were in school a long time like me, because I kept changing my my major over and over and over again.
Doctor cha-ching.
But it wasn't. I'm not in any longer. Like once I decided that I was in education and I didn't want to move districts. And a doctorate would help you move to another district and make a lot more money. And, I liked working with the kids. So
you're a king now. There's no need to go back and get your doctorate, right?
No.
That's awesome, man. True. Why be a doctor when you can be royalty?
Exactly. I want to say hello to everybody in the chat tonight. I haven't even taken an opportunity to say hey to you guys. There's lots of people here, and I appreciate you. Don't forget to hit that like button while you're here. Rachel guarantees you'll get a sale while you are, or she'll give you your money back.
Plus 5%.
Plus 5% of what you paid to come see the show tonight. Wow, she's got a bigger bankroll than I do. Good job, Rachel. Hope you enjoy the Cha-Ching King t-shirts. You can get those on Scott's website. I put his YouTube link in the description below as well. So, Scott.
I think you're the only one that ever paid for one.
That's okay. I wanted one. You bought one from me. I had to buy one from you. Now, I will tell you, I dropped merchandise a long time ago, but Scott was the first one to buy a shirt from me. So thank you, Mr. King, sir.
I don't know if you're aware, but Dr. Cha-Ching also has a book out. He also wrote a book, and that's available.
It sounds like he doesn't want that public. Did you want that?
The book is public. It's not reselling related.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Good. If you can get to it on your website, I don't have that link below, but
nice. I think I have it on Instagram. I don't put any of that on YouTube. I don't know anything about YouTube.
Yeah, in your description.
We'll get
Oh, I think I do have it in the description. Like I just copy and paste it every time,
me too.
Yeah.
We'll talk to Gary, who's my co-host, and because he's got a really good radio voice, and maybe we can turn it into an audiobook for you. Yeah. Then you could sell it on Amazon.
You should read it before you say that.
It's funny.
I don't know if this would make a good audiobook.
I'm imagining Gary's voice reading that book now.
Yeah. He's great radio. He can do it. He can do it for sure. All right. So tell us more about your storage auctions. You said that when people started, making TV shows about it, it started to get kind of bad for you, but everybody thought it was gold and guns inside. So tell us the reality, right? Percentage wise, what can you look into? If I wanted to go out and buy a storage, do a storage auction, what tips would you have for me if I'm doing the very first one? Because I've really been interested in it. I've never pulled the trigger because I really don't know how to look at a picture and determine if it's what its value is, right? So give me an idea here.
So, what you'll hear a lot is you don't spend more than what you can see right in front of you. And the reality of it is that doesn't really work, because if there's a compressor sitting there, you still don't know if it works. Right. And so, you have to break the pictures down, and you've got to, we get into the nitty gritty. The last one we bought, so there's like 6 grainy pictures, but in the front, I can see HealthKnit, and I can see that it's a package of something. And by zooming in, I see that it's a whole package, which means it's not one shirt, it's a whole bunch of shirts. And on that one, I go ahead and look up the logo, and I determine when the logo is from. And the logo was from the mid-70s to the mid-80s. And then I looking at the boxes and I noticed a series of numbers written on them. There's like a 168 and then another one in the back is 169. And I can see plastic in the broken boxes on some of them. And Melody and I do this separately and then we'll get back together and see what do we think it is. And we thought that it was the remnants of a store. And that's what it ended up being.
And that's the one you just recently bought, right? That's
the one we just bought.
Okay, so you got to be able to pick out and have a zoom in option, right? So hopefully, what do you use? Yeah. HiBid or something like that, I'm guessing?
Storage Treasures. Is it Storage
Treasures?
Yeah, Storage Treasures, something like that. It's widely available. It's not anything secret.
Have you ever traveled to win a storage auction? What's the farthest you've ever traveled to win to buy a storage auction?
This one that I'm on now is an hour and a half.
Okay.
That's about as far as I've gone.
I've got to admit, I've looked up storage auctions and high bids and everything. There's nothing in Columbus.
Columbus, Ohio?
Georgia. Columbus, Georgia.
I didn't know there was a Columbus, Georgia.
Well, that explains why there's nothing on high bid.
A Penelope, Texas either, so.
But you got 181 in your town. You know every one of them by name, right?
Do I know what by name?
I said, but you got 181 people in your town and you know every one of them by name.
Well, you know, I used to tell the story that, you know, Penelope was small enough that like one day we had a heifer loose in front of the school.
Yeah.
And the town is small enough that everybody recognized the heifer. So I knew which kid it belonged to.
That's a cow for anybody who's not from the country.
Yeah.
All right. So what I really need to do is I just need to be able to expand where I am willing to travel and then zoom in on the pictures really, really close. Rachel, Joey, have either one of you ever done storage auctions?
No, I'm one like you. There's nothing around here, but I'm willing to travel. Drew has a covered trailer.
Yeah. See, I'd be willing to travel, but it's gotta be perfect. And you know,
Right. And you can't know that before you get there. Yeah. I know that's Rachel's crazy. Like the opening act for the flea market flippers convention. What are they calling it?
The reseller summit.
Summit. So the
did you say on the opening act?
I think so. You didn't see the schedule come out, did you?
No, but mine's about motivation, so that's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Mine is not about motivation. Mine is going to be about how to pick out a storage locker.
Really? Dead on. Perfect. You're getting a little bit of a prelude to that, a preview. So when is this summit? Where is this?
It's online.
Okay.
It's free.
Where? Yeah. When? I mean, when? I'm interested. I honestly haven't heard of it. Why haven't I heard of this?
Do you know, when does it go live?
Scott and I are both waiting for the other person to give the date.
Yeah.
Well, no, she is still waiting because she doesn't ever check her messages.
Yeah, probably. Listen, I just knew when I had to have my video in, and that was by the 3rd, and I got it like at midnight. So,
Scott, did you know there's a Las Vegas in Texas?
I did know that. There's also in Italy.
There's a Las Vegas, New Mexico, I think, too.
I know there's a Las Vegas in Nevada.
Yeah, that's the one.
And Drew said you shouldn't call women that. That's why I clarified for people like you, Drew. Okay. So Nashville Flipper's in the house. What's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
Sonny showed up.
Yep, Drew Sonny's Strickland. Here. So, all right. Let's talk about FlipCon for a little while. What was your biggest takeaway, Scott, from FlipCon? What did you enjoy the most?
Oh, the people. 100% the people. You know, yeah, it was Rachel.
Rachel.
You know, this can be a lonely job, actually, you know, because you go out and when you're out thrifting, you're not really socializing with people. You're getting the stuff and trying to get home and get to work and get it listed. And then when you put YouTube on top of it and you're trying to make videos and get stuff posted, you can end up on an island. And one of the nice things about FlipCon for me is that, like, I got to see Joey. You know, I've sat in his chat like 500 times and loved
you
the
sat
guy.
In his lap. What?
This is
oh geez.
This is the Baldy Pal after hour show. you know, you get to meet the people and actually put a real live human with it. You know, so by far awesome. For me, meeting the actual people that I thought I would like, and then I I did, you know, most of them.
You got lots of people agreeing with you in the chat on that one. Happy Picker says the people. Angie says, yes, I agree. The people. I agree. Getting to meet and know somebody on a different level that, I mean, like you said, you've been on their show before. Or you may have talked to them through Instagram for whatever reason because you needed their help. But to sit down with them, have dinner, and chat about life, it right. just puts a whole different spin on the whole thing. That's why I really enjoy – I'm not going to be able to make it to Dante's in October, but, man, I wish that I could, because just hanging out and having fun with people that are in the – I mean – I call it like a water cooler session, right?
Yeah.
If you were at your job and you hung out at the water cooler, you'd gossip and talk and get to know each other and stuff like that. And that's what you do when you're just out at FlipCon or at Dante's Top Golf or bowling last year. And it's a great event just to hang out and have fun and meet resellers on a completely different level. I agree 100%. 100%. Joey, what was your biggest takeaway from FlipCon?
Really the same thing, like just yeah. being around like-minded people and just actually meeting everyone in person. Like I've met you, Adam, but like just meeting everybody and just it's cool to like see how tall like Hustle and Hooks, you know, Adina is.
Yeah, and, that's you know, nuts, man.
I thought for sure. And then you see a mermaid, you know, there too. But
no, yeah, I wasn't sure if it was Nadine that was tall or Miranda that was short, but it may have been both. But that guy is really tall.
Yeah,
those pictures that people posted of him and Josh standing beside each other in the middle of the room that one time, I think he just barely came over his belt. Like he's tall. He's up there.
Yeah.
Oh man, alive. What about you, Rachel?
I hate to just like go along with the crowd here. So I'm going to say it was specifically Joey's speech on stage. Everything he said was just like the greatest part of FlipCon. Second to that would be the people. Just so much fun. I really am on an island here, guys. Like I have one reseller in my community who, shout out to him, just sold one of those huge box TVs today for like $350. He picked it up like 2 days ago. So like we'll message each other back and forth, but he's not really like in the Instagram and YouTube reselling community. So to meet everyone in person that is, and like see that everyone so truthfully was exactly who they are. Like, yeah. It was just great. I loved it. I'll be back every year.
ATL Flippers were there. Let me ask y'all a question real quick. I might be having some sort of technical difficulties. Is the comment showing on your screen?
Yeah.
When I click on it? Okay. Yeah, it shows and then disappears as soon as I click on it. So.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I just got to be technical. I'm not going to try to fix it during the show, but we'll worry about that later. I can still read the comment on the side, though. All right. So my biggest takeaway was talking to Scott about YouTube. Okay. Why? Because he told me about this term, which apparently everybody knows about, but I'd never heard it before, called evergreen. Right? Joey, do you know that term?
Of course.
An evergreen video?
I have it. Not related to YouTube, but I have this like.
No, TikTok related to YouTube specifically. Related
well,
to
it's like the same thing, but like TikTok has like. There's evergreen videos for TikTok as well. Oh. I made a Mancala, you know, the game with the little
beads.
Like I made a Mancala video and it still gets views and likes to this day. It's been out for like 2 years. Like,
yep.
It's crazy.
So Scott gave me that term, that word, and now it's just in my head. And I've got a list of different videos I need to do because that's the idea, right? Is something that will make your YouTube grow over time without you having to babysit it anymore, right? So Scott, what would you say your percentage of your YouTube videos would you consider to be evergreen videos?
I started in January getting more serious about trying to create evergreen content. And so it wasn't accidental, but part of it for me is I really want to teach. And that's, you know, in education, that's the part of it that I like the best. And so evergreen content happens to go hand in hand with teaching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
when
you make a teaching video that people can go back and reference, you know, like I'm at home and I'm trying to think, if I were doing this, what would I want to know how to do? What would I be struggling with? And then I can go look up that video. And then I'm thinking, what do I know how to do that somebody is going to look up to see how they can do it? So it's kind of when you look my for whatever value Social Blade has, if you look mine up, it even comes up as how to.
Yeah. Okay. And
so I would say since January, probably 75% of the videos.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's good though. Nice. That's good because that's, I mean, if it does what it's supposed to do, it's that those are keeping your channel alive, right?
As right.
You, and then
right.
You can upload the, I guess the 25% are those that are, you're doing like your storage, going through your storage right. Or what sold or something like that. Okay, cool.
Right.
Wow.
But so like on, you know, I don't get the views. One of the downsides to evergreen content is that if I make a video that's like, here's how you do eBay, once the question is answered, they don't necessarily watch more of your videos. So I have a video that's passed up 80,000 views, but I can put out a thrift with me video and it's still going to get 1,000 and stop.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, it just, you got to do what you like because none of this yeah. is going to pay enough. If you don't like making the videos or you don't like teaching people or sharing what you're doing, YouTube is a ton of work. For really
little return,
very little return.
Well, Deborah has a question for you. How about putting your courses on or modules on Skillshare or Udemy? Have you ever thought about that?
I looked at it briefly and it maybe at some point, I still feel like I'm trying to figure out how to make a truly good video.
Yeah.
And I'm focused in on that. And so it's not all about monetizing it for me. Like money is great, but I really want it to be good first, and then I figure the money will come.
I got to figure that in some of your videos, it looks like you have a green screen. Is that correct?
I do.
Okay. Okay. And what software do you use?
I forgot the name
you
of it.
No,
you don't know. You're on DaVinci.
Of course I know. Yeah, DaVinci Resolve.
DaVinci Resolve. So I only bring that up because I went through a phase of, I was just editing on my phone for the longest time with free software. And I was like, I better just buy something I can do a better job on the computer. And there's a lot out there to choose from. I don't think one's better than the other, but some are definitely more expensive than the other. So I just like to ask everybody what they use. So you use DaVinci. I use Filmora. Joey, what do you use to
videos? I use the iMovie on Apple.
The built-in on the Mac?
Mm-hmm.
Rachel, what do you use?
Filmora.
So there you go. It does its job, and I haven't. Yeah. It doesn't do any.
I used to use the Adobe Premiere Pro, which I was paying more every month than what I did for an entire year of Filmora Wondershare.
Oh, yeah.
And Filmora has more capability than what the Adobe Premiere Pro did.
That, oh my gosh, Adobe's expensive.
Yeah, and I can do more with Filmora than what I could with. Like everything was harder on Adobe, and not harder because it wasn't like user friendly or whatever. It's just, there was more steps to everything. Like you can do exactly the same thing timeline wise. And you know, all of your stacks and layers on Filmora as I could Adobe, and it's way cheaper.
Yeah. Oh, layers. That was one thing I couldn't find on a lot of different editing tools was layers. But Flippy says the best return from YouTube is the people that you meet. Which is very true. We were talking about that earlier when we were talking about the FlipCon stuff. Lots of people up in this chat. Thanks so much for coming by, everybody. Yaakov Benz is here. What's up, man? Where you been? Glad you're back in town. Joey, what are you eating?
I'm having pizza.
I'm so jealous.
It doesn't bother me.
It
looked like good pizza.
I literally cooked my family dinner and came down here and haven't even eaten it. I got to watch Joey eat pizza.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, no, it's white pizza. Like, it's so good.
It looks good. Wait a minute. Really good.
I'm sorry. Is that just cheese? I don't need to eat, but like, it's been a really long day, and I gotta eat.
Man, that doesn't bother me at all.
All
right, ATL Flippers uses PowerDirector. See, I think that's another good one. It was in my choices that I was trying to choose from. Price. It all came down to price for me. Well, I want to take an opportunity real quick. We're going to start wrapping up the show in the next couple of minutes, but I want to be the first to tell all 22 people who are here that there's 12 of us in total. We are starting a charity event. We're raising money for the Gary Sinise Foundation again this year for Christmas time. And in doing so, I've got 12 reseller friends, guy friends who are helping me to create a calendar. All right. We're calling it the Studs of the Reselling Community, if you will. And we haven't built the calendar yet because we're still working on that. But this is going to be all for charity, as many as we could possibly sell. All, I mean, they, it all, any profit whatsoever that comes from it is going straight to the Gary Sinise Foundation. And I wanted to do, bring it out right now on the show for the first time, making the big announcement. Let's see if I can go over here to the StreamYard. No, I'm going to go to the chat and paste the link. If you want to, you can go out there and start looking around, getting, you can also sponsor a day. If you don't want to buy a calendar, you can sponsor a day for $5, which means you can put like your birthday or anniversary or something that's like so that cool. on this that's calendar.
Cool. It's really cool.
And if you are not in the U.S., you can just make a donation this way. I'm still trying to figure out how to open this up for international purchasing. I'm just working on those details. I haven't quite gotten there just yet. But no promises, we're Petey. Say what?
No promises to Petey.
Yeah, to Petey. Oh, is that internet? Somebody international?
No, she said, please tell me that the photos will be clothes on.
Oh, we can't talk about that. Yeah, no promises. We're not sure about that yet. I haven't even got all 12 of them yet. But we are looking for sponsors. We have gotten a couple of sponsors to help us out with the upfront cost to get the calendars so that we can just start selling, you know, start creating them and start shipping them out. That's the cool. timeline is we'll take pre-orders between now and December 1st, and then we'll start shipping them out before Christmas so that you get them before the year begins in 2023. Who is involved with this is, I'm sure, on the tip of your tongue. You're all probably wondering. Let's see. Rachel, you can probably help me make this list.
Yeah, probably.
We got me, Body Pal Picking, of course, the best one in the whole show. We got Nashville Flippers are involved. We got
Profit Monsters.
Drew Profit Monsters. We got Drew Strickland. We got Drew Strickland involved.
Flip the World.
Flip the World. Harry Tornado. Pittsburgh Picker. Adam Pittsburgh Picker. We got Matt Easy. And we got American Arbitrage Carrie from American Arbitrage. We got Zach, Utah, Bought and Gone.
Ooh.
Who am I forgetting? We got
Drew, help us out. Who are we forgetting?
I know. Wow. I said Drew. I said Harry Tornado, right?
Yeah.
Matt Easy, Drew Profit Monsters. Oh my gosh. I gotta go to my list. I thought I had this all memorized, but I don't. I got a screenshot though, right here, so that we won't forget. We got
hoping I'd be more help, but those are ones that I was
looking. Mountain Man Treasures. Yeah. And Prison to Profit.
Nice.
And that's it. That's who we got. So all of us are going to be participating in this
Tony.
Calendar. And you really don't know what you may get from this, to be honest with you, because we are having a buttload of fun as we're coming up with the ideas to put on each month.
So, guys, it's so inexpensive. First of all, $20 for a calendar. You're going to have it up all year. Enough. You're going to put it in your office. And then the fact that I can put my – I will just tell you that you cannot reserve my birthday, Drew's birthday, or our anniversary because we already got them. So you guys better get on there and there reserve your birthdays.
Well, to Rachel's point, though, we have the space to allow up to two sponsors per day.
Nice.
So even though Rachel
– though.
If she doesn't want to share, she's going to have to buy two spots. But no, this is excellent. I think this is going to be an awesome, awesome thing. I really do think it's going to be successful. I don't think any of you will be disappointed with the outcome. We will probably post final pictures when the calendars are available in December, but we won't give any previews until then. All right. So for now, it's just a, You're sponsoring a great thing. Oh, there is a little bit of a shipping cost in there too. I have honestly outlined everything is transparent in this listing right here so that you know everything so that nothing's hidden. All right. There's a processing fee. There's a calendar cost. There's shipping. I've outlined it all so that you know exactly what you're getting into. But it is all for the Gary Sinise Foundation. Every dollar of profit we make is going to the Gary Sinise Foundation this Christmas. So I hope y'all will help us out with this.
That's awesome.
Guys, we need to beat what we raised last year. And last year, Adam, what was the grand total last year?
$1,575.
And we did that live on YouTube. If you guys remember, everyone was involved. It was so epic. And so we need to double that, triple that. Like we're going to top that this year. Yep. Did you post a link to it, Adam?
I did. I put it in the chat. I can do it again real quick to kind of get it right there at the top again. There we go. Should be right there. And I think that I think I might have heard somebody just Thank you, Angie. Angie Resells bought a, what'd she do? What'd she buy? She bought a calendar, it looks like. I can't tell exactly, but thank you for your support, Angie. I'll just say it that way. Thank you so much. She got one. Well, hey, we're going to wrap this evening up. Scott, thanks so much for being on the show. The King himself talking about his storage auctions and purchases. And any closing remarks you might want to leave us with?
You're breaking up on me.
Oh, well, we're about to wrap up.
All that matters is I won. So yeah. I'm not sure what else there
the
is
king
to say.
It's still the king, right?
Hey, I appreciate you being on. I really love the fundraiser you're doing. Like, that's awesome. Legit. And it's a great idea. And make sure if you haven't put it in your description on the video too, so I can go back and get it, because I can't do anything from the chat.
Yeah.
And if there's anybody watching who hasn't hit the thumbs up button, hit that thumbs up button. It really does make a difference for the channel.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate that. And I have everybody's channel linked down below. If for any reason you have not subscribed to any of these great people I have, please do so. Christopher says, trust me, you will top that this year. Just saying. All right. He's like, he's raising the bar on us, and I haven't even really barely gotten started, man. Thanks
everyone so needs to share it out. You guys are going to see it floating around on everyone's IG stories. Share it when you see it.
Yep. Angie, thank you so much for your support. I do appreciate it. Drew says, we're going to hit 10K. We're going to hit 10K. Hey, shoot for the sky, man. Yeah. I love that. I absolutely love that. All right, everybody. I hope y'all had a good evening tonight. Thanks so much for your support of the show. And go get your reselling calendars for 2023. We do appreciate it. Y'all have a good evening. Y'all stay safe out there. Have fun picking. Thanks, everybody.